It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Ooh, and this is juicy. Justin Timberlake is apologizing after those pics surfaced of him holding hands under the table with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. Usually, he avoids the gossip. He doesn't address any rumors, but he took to Instagram, and this is what he said. I stay away from gossip as much as I can, but for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people I love. A few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment, but let me be clear, nothing happened between me and my co-star. I drank way too much. I regret my behavior. Should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son.
Wait, but I don't understand. Was what he did really that bad?
Well, he's saying nothing happened, but I think it's embarrassing, obviously, for his beautiful wife, Jessica Biel, and his kiddos and family, because he was seen kind of rubbing her leg under the table, holding hands with a co-star. He's saying, hey, we didn't, you know, do anything, but it was still inappropriate. And he's like, I was just totally intoxicated. So he is apologizing.
Okay, I mean, I've seen, you know, I have a friend that usually sits right where I am sometimes. He does that. He gets a little huggy-huggy when he's drunk. That's okay, right? No?
I don't know. He is saying nothing happened, but.
Ooh, guilty conscience. Why does he have to come out and say nothing happened? I mean, I didn't think anything happened.
Yeah, obviously, Jessica Biel not too happy about that. So he is just saying, hey, I did it. I'm sorry, and it was inappropriate. So JT, he's a good dude. Julianne Hough. Now she's addressing these rumors. America's Got Talent, all the drama. Gabrielle Union got fired. Howard Stern was weighing in saying it's a boys' club. Sharon Osbourne weighed in saying the atmosphere is terrible behind the scenes. Now Julianne Hough, who just exited, here's what she has to say.
I would just say that, my goodness, I just believe that and value at the like highest regard that everybody has a voice and should be heard, first and foremost.
So she's not saying too much, a little more wishy-washy. Here's the thing, though. Julianne Hough still has ties with NBC, so she's not going to bite back because she's still getting paid from them. So she's very PC and like, you know, just keeping everything pretty vanilla, which is fine.
She's very PC, very pork chop.
Very pork chop-esque, yes. Billie Eilish, she's like when you turn bad pork chop, she's got a little extra swag, I would say. She is getting even more and more obsessed with the show The Office.
I'm actually almost always watching something on my phone, and it's normally The Office because I've seen it so many times. I have all the scenes memorized. Like, if I hear the audio, I know what I'm picturing what the scene is. It's crazy. Yesterday, I had my phone lying face down on my bed, and I was drawing, and it was just the audio from The Office. I was listening to the audio.
I think that's so cute. That's like her secret little obsession. Is there a show you're obsessed with secretly on the side, you two?
I used to watch Walking Dead all the time, back when that was popular.
How many seasons did The Walking Dead have?
I stopped.
It's still going.
I know, I stopped watching at 7. I'm pretty sure it's on 9 now. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, something like that.
I did something that infuriated people.
What?
I watched like the first 3, then fell off the wagon, and then jumped back on at like season 6.
No, you can't do that.
So you don't even know who Herschel is. All of a sudden, Herschel's there, and then he's...
No, I don't. But it was pretty good. It was enticing. I love Big Little Lies. That was my jam. That's my show over on HBO. Hopefully, there is a season 3. I want to watch The Morning Show over on Apple TV.
Oh, it is so good.
Okay, so if you don't have Apple TV, can you subscribe or get it on the side?
I have no clue, but my boyfriend has it, and we watch it every Friday when it comes out.
Everybody says it's the jam.
Is Apple TV, like, actually, like, you need an Apple, like, TV? Like, an actual thing? Or is it just, like, a subscription?
It's an app.
It's a subscription.
And do I need like a special TV?
We can do
a
free trial.
No.
See, okay, thank you. Me and my boyfriend had an argument yesterday.
It helps if you have like a nice 4K TV or something.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The Morning Show with Jenna Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, I have to watch, especially being from television news, I need to check that out.
It's so good.
Okay. I've never watched an episode of The Office, by the way.
No! Chops! What the?
I know.
Okay, we gotta get you in on this.
I know.
And okay, you guys, Selena Gomez, is she dating Niall Horan? He's saying no.
Do I have a girlfriend? I don't. No, I'm very much single. Very much single.
Okay, so hopefully they're not secretly dating because that would be kind of a slap in her face. But there was rumors that they were a couple, they were a thing, but he's like, nope, I am totally 100% single. So I guess that's clearing that up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they would be a cute couple, though. I want her to find a cool man after Justin Bieber. You know, she needs somebody awesome.